see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is 8 minutes now on a Wednesday. 8 minutes after 10, I should say, on a Wednesday. And that means Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority is taking us around the world and back again here in the next 20 minutes or so. Bonnie, welcome back.
Hi, Crystal. I love that song. Yeah. I love the fact it just puts you in the mood to just calmly just enjoy and think about things and travel. It's so much of interest and fun and things that we do. But today we have a guest that has been back numerous times. Mm. But Barbara Davis, who is our guest today, is the Director of Product Training. And we know her because she has been talking about American Queen Steamboat Company on our shows. But you know what we're going to talk about today?
What?
Victory Cruises. And Barbara's here to tell us the relationship there. But, you know, are we sitting in the Great Lakes? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know what they do?
What?
Great Lakes and more.
So,
Barbara, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be here.
Well, it's fun. So, you know, so what's that relationship when you think about American Queen Steamboat and we think about Victory? It's collectively basically, you know, same companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely correct. We are the same company. Mm-hmm. In 2018, American Queen Steamboat Company, excuse me, I'm getting all tied up with my own words here. we acquired Victory Cruise Line back in 2018. And since then, we have had a wonderful sailing season with Victory and have really enhanced the product. It's very similar now to AQSC in the sense of what the inclusions are and so forth, but mm-hmm. it is the same company. That is correct. So it's got a strong background here in the good old US of A in North America.
And right now, what is it? The Victory 1 and Victory 2, right? They're pretty much identical, 202 passenger ships.
That is correct. So Victory 1 and Victory 2 are sister ships. They are completely identical. Even cabin categories, the public rooms, the restaurants, they have the exact same layout. So it's really more about where do you want to sail versus which ship do you want to be on, because they're the same.
Well, and you're doing something. I mean, when I look at somebody's all-inclusive mm-hmm. cruises and quality, like American Queen Steamboat Company, we're talking Canada, the Great Lakes, New England. I mean, all these really special destinations that people love to go to.
You're right. And the Canadian Maritimes is a big hit on our list as well. And we do a lot of that during some transitional times of the year. The bread and butter of our cruising is really May through September on the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. And we hit all five of the Great Lakes on some of the itineraries. So it's really an amazing journey between Chicago and Toronto or even up to Montreal. So we really have a great coverage up in the Great Lakes region.
Well, we know the Great Lakes region extremely well, and we're happy to be sharing that with everyone out there who may have dreamed about, how do I get to see that, the beauty of it? Because we have something here called Pure Michigan, and it's been so wonderful for especially our area. And we have, honestly, being in Traverse City, we're basically very proud to say we are those ads in Pure Michigan. Certainly.
Oh yeah, and some of these the itinerary though, mm-hmm. you know, even being living on a Great Lake, you know, mm-hmm. having Lake Michigan in your backyard, you don't get to see these beautiful lakes the way that you do if you're on a Victory cruise.
Exactly. Barbara, give us an example of what it's like to be sailing, cruising along on a Victory cruise.
Well, you're right. Having it in your own backyard, sometimes you kind of take things for granted, and the beauty of it is just there. Mm-hmm. But when you set sail with Victory and you do a Great Lakes cruise, let's just say they're embarking from Chicago to begin with. So we, you know, we leave right from Navy Pier, so it's a very exciting send-off. And then their first stop is Mackinac Island, which we know is so traditional and set back with those horse-drawn carriages mm-hmm. and no vehicles and all the fudge shops. But, you know, our stop there, we give an included tour of the island by horse-drawn carriage through the national park. We have lunch at the Grand Hotel included. So that's kind of your send-off and your first stop. And then from there, we really transition through the Sioux Locks and Sault Ste. Marie. And depending on which direction they're sailing, whether it's Chicago to Toronto or Toronto to Chicago, we dock in either the Canadian or the U.S. side. So that can depend on which direction you're sailing. But some of my favorite stops are the little off-the-beaten-track ones, like Little Currents, so Manitoulin Island, where we take guests to the Ojibwe Cultural Center, and they get to experience a smudging ceremony and see a native dance and drumming presentation. It's just so immersive into the destination that's right here in our own backyard that we didn't even think about.
Yeah, right. Most definitely. And then, you know, when you were talking about life on board, okay, as you're cruising along there, and I mentioned this all-inclusive experience, I mean, this is great dining, which we always get the food, and Crystal and I always get to that, but it's great dining. It's great. There's also sort of the meta entertainment things going on. So life on board ship is like what there, Barbara?
It is. Truly relaxing and all-inclusive. So, you know, we always include a pre-cruise hotel night with the voyage so they can enjoy the city before they get on the ship. Once they're on is all of that masterful, regionally inspired cuisine. So they're truly going to infuse the menu with more of the inspired items that come up in those areas. So even if they're in New England, there might be more of a lobster bake or something of that nature. So then, of course, we have beverages. So all of the soda, soft drinks, specialty coffee and tea, alcohol is included as well. So not just beer and wine with dinner. This is all alcohol any time of day. So it's very inclusive by way of food and beverage, but also we have the entertainment, the lectures that are on board, and the shore excursions included in every port of call.
You know, and this is also that the intimacy of small ship sailing, but you're staying closer to home, but you're going far away. And a lot of times people don't have maybe the time, or they just don't want to go so far to get away and have some experience that's so unlike anything else they do. But these cruises and where they're going make that possible.
Yeah.
That is true. And, you know, it is here in our own backyard, so it's very easy for our guests to get to. But these small ships are truly unique, and they are able to go into areas that some of those larger ships can't. So it really provides a completely different experience on board. And the guests that sail with us have typically been pretty well traveled, but now they do want to stay closer to home. So it's a real easy kind of no-brainer decision to have an amazing all-inclusive cruise experience right here without a big transatlantic flight or foreign currency and, you know, foreign, you know, all kind of all that stuff you have to go through when you have to cross borders. We make it so easy. And yes, we're going back and forth between U.S. and Canada on these Great Lakes cruises, but you really don't have to do anything. We take care of the entire process. You have your passport, you get on and off in each port, and it's very simple.
And you have a variety of cabins, suites, things like that to choose from, too. So it's not like a cookie cutter, you know, here's your cabin, boom. You have all that uniqueness as well on a Victory 1 or Victory 2 right now.
That's true. We have plenty of different cabin category choices. They're really, I'd say, quite spacious in the sense that it has all of these, you know, huge windows to let in that gorgeous light that you get up in the north so well. Mm-hmm. And there is plenty of amenities inside the cabin. And this seems so simple, but one of the things I love the most is that there's lots of closet space.
Yeah.
And these are longer cruises, too. So you really do need that ability to have plenty of drawers and closets in your stateroom and so forth.
Because we never know what to pack, you know, so we pack everything. And that really works out extremely well.
I mean, every one of these, I'm looking at every one of these cruises on your website right now. I would do every single one of these because of what you're going to see and how you're going to, even if you live on the Great Lakes, you're going to have a new appreciation for your home, you know? I mean, really, just for the Great Lake life.
You definitely do. And I grew up on the East Coast. People can normally tell that by my accent. But South Jersey, you know, really outside, right outside the Philadelphia area. Yeah. And think about the rich history and everything there. But there are times that you really don't take, you know, that all that in because you're so busy in your normal day-to-day life, you forget that we're surrounded by not only history, but beauty, but everything that's out there.
You take it for granted.
You do. You absolutely do. Hey, Barbara, one of the things I was looking through here and kind of getting a feel for, you have really good handicap accessible rooms on the ships, don't you?
We do. You know, for the most part, we always have a stateroom that has a roll-in shower. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely, you know, a possibility if guests had some mobility issues. But I would definitely say that, you know, these Great Lake cruises, we do see a bit more of the active senior travelers. So, you know, guests who can easily get on and off the ship and so forth. Of course, we always have crew that's there to help them should they need it. And, you know, I've seen some walkers on board as it goes. But for the most part, we're definitely seeing a more active senior traveler as well.
Do you go with, you know, to any other destinations that would be like in a warm climate or anything like that?
You know, at this time, we're really focused on the Canadian Maritimes and the Great Lakes. So, you know, we hit the islands like I talked about, Mackinac and Little Current, but we also hit the big cities as well. So we dock right in Detroit, in Cleveland. You can literally walk to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We also hit on your side of the Great Lakes, Muskegon, Green Bay. But then, of course, we have Niagara Falls and Toronto and Quebec City. And then we head out the St. Lawrence Seaway and we hit Charlottetown, so Prince Edward Island, Halifax, and then we even go down to Portland, Maine, and Boston.
That's
so
awesome.
We're really focused in that area right now.
You know, and Barbara, we know that certain times of the year, people really want to go and see these destinations, but there's such a demand, but we necessarily don't always see enough, you know, cabin space. You know, I want to make sure everyone knows, that's why I want to really talk about Victory Cruises today, because what an opportunity to invite family, like do whatever from other parts of the country and say, hey, why don't we all meet up here and really tour an area and get that? Because you just named a whole lot of destinations that people want to go to, but you've allowed them now to make sure there is an itinerary that fulfills that instead of like, how am I going to see them?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very easy to do. And we have some amazing promotions that are going on right now. So space is definitely available. And, you know, especially as the start of the season is in May. So, you know, right now we have promotions that are savings up to $3,000 per staterooms. And, you know, fares begin at, I think it's $22.99 or something. So
right.
That's an amazing starting point for an all-inclusive cruise, you know.
It's a great price.
That is a great savings price.
Now. And so, you know, if you're interested in doing something like this and you really want to enjoy the beauty that sits out there, I mean, believe me, if you're, you know, this streams to so many, our show streams to so many areas, but it's, you know, get the word out. This is a must-see world that that Victory Cruises is really
providing.
You've
never seen the Great Lakes like this.
Yeah, exactly. But you're also thinking about something in the future, aren't you, a destination?
We are. So I'm excited to share that we have just launched, and it's up on the website as well, that in 2021, we are bringing in a brand new ship. It is a crossbow ship, which is very uniquely designed, but it's enabled to, you know, really distribute the power that the ship has equally, so making it smoother, less motion, but it is geared toward expedition cruising, and we will be in Alaska in 2021, sailing between Sitka and Vancouver, and really doing a number on the Inside Passage and special areas that these big ships cannot get into. Mm-hmm. So we've got Zodiac boats and kayaks, and this is really the exploration expedition style cruise.
Oh my gosh, that sounds
so tell
amazing.
Barbara is very excited. Can you? This is great.
I can't wait to do it myself.
I looked at this and said, oh, this is going to be extremely popular, you know, when you go in like that. And so that, like you said, the big ships, which are great, but this intimacy, this immersive experience.
It's going to be very special. We've also partnered with several research institutions like the Whale Foundation and Five Finger Lighthouse and the Sitka Science Center. But more importantly, we have an exclusive partnership with Cal Poly, and their marine science experts are, you know, Cal Poly State University. Their marine science experts are actually going to be the ones leading our expedition charters and our lectures on board and really making this an educational experience as well.
And Barbara, the season that you're seeing right now with Victory Cruises is again, what dates? So everyone,
it's May through September. So just as we start to warm up enough and put those winter coats away, it's May through September.
Okay. I don't think we ever put our winter coats totally away right here.
We always have something in the closet.
We have something just in case, because my first year of living here many, many years ago, they told me it could snow on Mother's Day in like May.
And it
has. I said, come on, really? It did, my first year. But it didn't really stick to the ground that much. But, you know, it is fascinating. And what I love about it is you have two different companies and options that are incredible between American Queen Steamboat and also with Victory Cruises. And I just want to do a little bit of a shout out to American Queen Steamboat. Think about Thanksgiving on board.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
What do you think, Barbara? Pretty good idea?
It is a great idea. And I would tell you that our Thanksgiving voyages, I mean, the food is plentiful no matter what when you're on a cruise. But when you do something like our Thanksgiving voyage and you make, you know, our family your family for the season, we have an amazing spread that's done to celebrate the thankfulness that we have for everything, but really for our guests on board as well. And we've got some good offers for Thanksgiving as well.
I saw those. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I looked at the offers and I looked at the dates and things like that and thought, what a great way to spend that with your family, you know?
And very true.
That would be so fun.
You know what else, boy? We're talking about American Queen Steamboat Company. I'll just throw out there that we currently also have savings up to $3,000 per stateroom on our U.S. River cruises. So now is the best time to go, and those all expire at the end of March. So the current sailing season is upon us, and now is the time to make those bookings. And we even have some very special summer sales and so forth that are taking place as well. And if you're a past guest with us, there's even some additional incentives, like we throw in the unlimited beverage package or things of that nature. So lots of stuff going on between American Queen Steamboat Company and Victory Cruise Lines.
Exciting stuff that's going on, and I can't wait until Alaska comes out, because that's going to be really great. What trending do you see, Barbara, in the industry right now? Do you see that there's still the immersiveness, that families, the multi-generational, all that, as you look at what your company is doing for the future?
So from our standpoint, we are definitely seeing a huge influx of people wanting to stay close of home, and that's, you know, obviously a no-brainer with everything what's going on in the world right now, and they want to feel comfortable in their own backyard. But, you know, trending wise U.S. river cruising has been on the rise for a couple of years now, but we literally are feeling the big influx of it, which is why we've added on a fourth paddle wheel boat and why we're expanding Victory as well. You know, the trend to stay close is really what's popular right now. We don't see families as much trending, and we may see them on the Thanksgiving or the Christmas cruise, but, you know, for the most part, we're getting more active travelers. So our shore excursion experience has really been enhanced, and we not just have your typical, you know, visit a museum or go on this battlefield tour, but we now have zipline tours, wow, ATV rides. We've got golf experiences at country clubs that are local. So, you know, there's really more active demand going on.
There's something for everyone to really enjoy, without a doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
You got it.
You know what? I can't believe I'm saying that my bucket list now includes The backyard.
The backyard. Right? You know, forget the barbecue.
Right.
In the backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go and just indulge yourself a little further and increase the size of your backyard.
Especially when you do it with Victory.
Definitely. Barbara Davis, thank you so much for joining us today because, as usual, your passion and our excitement with you, you know, this is a great announcement to make and to remind people that we do have this beauty right in our backyards, too.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Barbara. You know, before we say goodbye, it's nice to take a few minutes just to check in with some of the other things that are going on. And, you know, coronavirus is dominating the news now, especially outside globally. It's having an impact. But we also see within the United States an increase in cases. And you are at the forefront of this in the travel industry and, you know, working with people. And it just, to me, it makes it even more obvious that you're going to want to have a travel agent if you're booking something, just so you have some people who can bounce ideas off of you and give you some real knowledge going in, something that Google can't do.
No, Google can't do it. We are in the industry. We receive a lot of information. In fact, right now, it's almost like information overload, but it's good stuff. It's things that we need to know as far as cancellation policies and what the various vendors are doing, what are the airlines doing, what the hoteliers are doing, the cruise lines. I mean, you name it. That's our job, is to stay current on all that information. It's also our job is to talk to people when they call and they say, okay, I'm thinking about maybe not going, but I really want to go. Well, you know, it's a decision an individual has to make.
Yeah.
But at least we have so much qualified information to share, which makes the difference. I couldn't imagine if I was a traveler who was planning my own arrangements.
Yeah.
Where would I find half the things that we get on a daily basis?
Yeah.
And I retain them specifically because I need to understand, you know, what we're doing and what advice we can give.
Well, and I know we've talked about this before, and people have made the decision to cancel or to change plans and things like that. But as we see this virus spread, do you think at some point people are going to go, well, I'm not going to let it impact me. I'm going to keep going with my travel plans as long as they'll have me?
We're hearing both. We're hearing people who are saying, you know, what I'm going to do is maybe not do it this year, but you would be surprised how many reservations are for 2021-22 now. Because, you know, these were dreams.
Yeah.
Destinations you really wanted to go to. So now it's like, okay, what can I do? How can I rebook? Where am I at with all that? And obviously we have that information. And then the other side of it is exactly what you said. I'm not canceling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at it. And I think the most important thing I can share with our listeners is stay current on information. You know, we
make
do,
sure the information
but make
is real.
Sure
yeah.
the information is real. Make sure you know, the CDC, a lot of these things are really valuable, you know, information. And you can get all that online. You can get to the various areas of you know, the authorities. We get it. And we have great leadership within our company who make sure that, you know, we are kept up to date. We have special inside types of things that we can access and get into. But I wouldn't want to be doing this alone. And I never think to do travel alone.
Right.
You know,
right.
Somebody asked me that question the other day. And I said, this is not just because I've had a career of over 40 years in the travel industry. I wouldn't want to do.
It's because you want to enjoy your vacation.
I want to enjoy my vacation. I want somebody else to take care of it, you know, not me. So.
Yes, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll talk to you during Travel Talk next Wednesday.
Thanks, Crystal.
I see them blue.